Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Casinos across Illinois reopened today with safety measures in place. They've been closed since March 16th. The Casino Queen in East St. Louis reopens at 9 this morning. Their buffet has been changed to a sit-down meal. Two other restaurants remain closed, so does the Casino Queen Hotel. The Argosy Casino in Alton, that reopens at 10 this morning. They have limited capacity on the gaming floor. Only one restaurant is open, and the buffet and VIP lounge are closed. Missouri's casinos reopened on June 1st. Missouri is among the states seeing a spike in COVID-19 cases. The St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force reports about 200 new cases per day in our area. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, scattered showers and storms will mix with a lot of dry time today, and it will be a bit warmer with afternoon highs near 90. Storms will become much more isolated Thursday, and the holiday weekend remains on track to be seasonably hot and humid with partly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday. Daytime highs will be in the low 90s.